Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love every time he helped me understand the Word of God. Everything that he lets me know, everything he brings to my attention, everything he teach me, contributes to me living the life of God. The same life that he lives, loving the same way Jesus loves, being wise the same way Jesus is wise. Abilities form as we follow God. This is what the enemy is afraid of. He fears us living like the Lord. The enemy fears us. People they act like they're so afraid of Satan. Satan and all of his kingdom, no matter what they are, no matter how dangerous they portray themselves to be, they are afraid of us because we might fall in love with God and conquer them. Jesus, you got to go back to the beginning. God told, he told Adam about the promise of the seed of woman. Actually, he was talking to the serpent, but this was a promise for Adam. He said, the seed of woman will crush your head, and you will bruise his heel. A bruise won't kill you, but a crushed head, talking to a serpent, a serpent's crushed head, that's the end of him. This is why the enemy has done so many evil things against humanity. He got the sons of God, the angels that lusted after the women. Now the Bible says they married, they got whatever wife they chose. When they saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, they married them, and their children were giants. And he was trying to stop the seed of woman through this deception. These were not supposed to be. Everything that God made bears fruit after its kind. Well, the giants, you know, of those days. And giants exist now. They were before and after that. And now people that's trying to bring them back. They were a menace when they were here. And now they're coming back. Just like they came before. Nevertheless, the giants were an attack against God. Now, I went on this rabbit trail for a reason. The enemy was trying to stop the seed of woman from coming in the first place. And he tried, every time he thought that the seed of woman was was being born, he tried to kill him. He thought that it was Abraham. He tried to kill him. He thought it was Isaac. He thought it was Jacob. He didn't know who the seed of woman was. He may have even thought it was Ishmael. And he tried hard to kill the seed of woman. He didn't know who it was. Thought it was Moses. Had Pharaoh kill all the babies in this day. And then when Jesus came, Herod thought, when the Magi came, he had all the children killed. Because he wanted power. See, people always act on Satan's works because Satan baits them. They're after what they want more than God. And Satan is after, he's trying to stop the knowledge of God coming to man. This is why yesterday's broadcast, the Lord revealed that knowledge is at war with knowledge. The knowledge of Satan is at war with the knowledge of God. Everybody who believes Satan's word, that whatever his knowledge is, it wars against the knowledge of God. That's why people don't come running to church anymore. That's why they don't come running to the Lord to get to know him. Even if they do break the barriers and go to church. The enemy gave them something false to believe, and whatever it is that's false hinders people from receiving God's word. But if you continue to hear God's word, and your faith will form in you, and you'll gain understanding. You'll get to know God for yourself, not just somebody else. You won't just be reading about God on the pages, but he'll be real in your life as you act on the word of God. And every time you learn something from the Lord, it helps you and assists you in learning more. That's just the way it is. And then you have to turn around and do something against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of Satan. You use the knowledge of God to destroy and drive out of your being the knowledge of Satan. The knowledge of Satan it stems from lust, greed, and pride. The lust of the eye, and the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. What happens when a person is driven by the lust of the eye? They're depending on something outside them to build them up in their mind. They're not looking at the peace of God, the generating peace of God that causes them to not need what's outside of them. I don't need a car to make me joyful. I don't need a mate to make me complete. I'm complete in Jesus. So if I'm complete in Jesus, I can be a blessing to my wife, even when she needs me the most, when she's frustrated. But if I'm dependent on her to stand, then when she collapses, I collapse with her. But if I'm complete in Christ, if she collapses, I can stand and help her stand. The lust of the flesh, same thing. You're depending on something outside you that never can complete you. And when you act on lust, it's not love. You're trying to depend on others, and it won't work. It cannot work. That's why God said it's a sin. Everything that's a sin is detrimental against you. It's not a good gift, just like fear. God never gave man fear. He don't give people fear. He give us love, power, and a sound mind. The knowledge of God, the word of God, produces fruit. People that get in lust and greed, they cannot produce fruit. They subtract from what is. When people are wrong, then they coerce people to do what to make the difference. They're always feeding off something else. Worldly preachers, false prophets, false teachers, they all do the same thing. They depend on others. But those who follow God depend on the Lord, and God will cause whatever needs they have to be met. They'll minister God's word, which is perfect sowing, and they'll reap a harvest. You cannot go out there and do God's will and go broke. Not just financially, but in every way. If you're following God, things escalate. But if you try to make people give, make people do this, make people do that, that's a work of the flesh. You don't have to fear loss trying to make people do something. Feed them, get them. See, when we're complete in Christ, we're like generators. You can show people, now they have to make a decision to do what's right, just like everybody. And then they'll be able to give and contribute. But you don't have to make them do it. That's real important. This is important, more important than I realize. And I'm the one talking about it. And then there's pride. Now, pride looks within. What I can do of myself. I'm better than them. I can do this. I can do that. I don't need somebody to help me do this or that. Because I'm preeminent. And then that's how they want to be, but they're still dependent. Their emotions are unstable. And everybody that gets in pride, they simultaneously get in fear. And they operate by fear. And see, when you're in pride, you act on fear just like Satan. He feared man, so he tried to prevent man from knowing God. And he couldn't win. Because God made a covenant with man that cannot be broken. No matter what goes wrong, no matter how bad it gets, the covenant that God made with Abraham can never be broken. And there were so many wars fought because Satan was trying to corrupt man. He got into their leaders. And after Jeroboam, they had no more righteous kings. All their kings turned against God, even the ones that did good. They ended up being false. It's time now. They all sinned after the. Over time, they started sinning just like Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. Because they didn't seek the Lord. They didn't go after God. You have to go out after God. You have to learn from it. But guess what? That's not enough. You have to drive out the darkness, all of it, the knowledge of Satan, the persuasions of Satan, everything that's of Satan, you have to drive it away from you. That's the only way you're going to win. That's the only way I can win. That's the only way anybody can win. It goes back to the garden. You select the tree of life and you reject the things of darkness, the lies of Satan. The knowledge of Satan is not life. It's a mimic against life. It mimics life, but it's against life. And if it's in place, it'll hinder you from understanding the knowledge of God. That's just how it is. It's going to always be that way. But guess what? As you receive the knowledge of God, you're more equipped to drive out hidden darkness. But I like making it simple. The world system is nothing but the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Keep rejecting those three things and you'll destroy all the works of darkness. Don't ever act, don't make a decision by fear. Let all your decisions be of faith. Let your major decisions be guided by God. Talk to the Lord about all the things you got in mind to do. And get His wisdom. By receiving the word of God, speaking it over your life, using the word of God. This is what the enemy is afraid of. Sowing good seeds. Sowing good seeds protects you. When you hear an ambulance, pray for the people inside. Pray life on people. Be guided by the Lord. He did say, lay hands on no man suddenly, but when people are about to die, they need you. When you hear gunshots, take authority over Satan. Tell Satan he can't kill anybody, can't hurt anybody. Pray over your neighborhoods. Learn how to prayer walk like Henry Groover. Listen to Henry Groover on YouTube. He teaches people about prayer walking by giving his testimonies of prayer walking. And learn what he did, and you can do the same thing. You can even drive around your neighborhood praying for it. But or you can do what he called map praying. You can get a map and just pray over areas. Or you can just pray over your neighbor. Tell Satan, you're not killing nobody in this neighborhood tonight. If there's gang activity and drug activity in your neighborhood, start taking authority. This will give you a greater chance of not getting killed, because you're helping other people live. Just like you sow mercy, you can reap mercy. You're sowing protection. You're sowing angelic protection is what you're doing. And when you need it, it'll be there for you. And mount up, because remember, Satan hates the knowledge of God. He doesn't want us to understand God. He don't want us to know who we are in Christ. The world don't like it when you win. So make sure you win. If you have any illness, fill your heart with the scriptures about healing and live. You can go to rhema.org. Kenneth Hagin made a CD called Healing Scriptures. My pastor listens to it a lot. He's training for against the time he'll need to use his faith. See, you don't take things for granted. Just because you got healed in the past, you still got to believe God in the future. The Lord taught me that when he gave me a message, after I minister the message, go back and study it again so that I can use it. It'll stick with me. You can leak the word of God. Daily life and activity, it requires so much of your attention that you can exhaust it. You can exhaust the word of God. But if it's in your heart, if you're continually feeding the word of God into your life, into your heart, receiving it, believing it, hearing it, receiving it, believing it, hearing it, receiving it, believing it, acting on it. That's how you get to know God. That's how everybody gets to know God. You can't get to know God if you don't spend time with him. We need his principles. We need his knowledge. We need to know what he said. We need to know what he said don't do. And then we got to believe it, trusting him, and then make judgments in that order. And when those things are in place, you're going to get to know God. And as you get to know God, you're going to grow from glory to glory. This is very important for your life. Your habit system becomes more established when you follow God. See, your habit system is based on what you've been taught, what you've received, and sometimes we receive the wrong things by default. We didn't mean to, but we did. Everybody else was doing it, and that's the way you do it. I gave you an example of how some people come from a large family, and large families can talk. They learn to overtalk each other and to get their point across. Guess what? When you overtalk to get your point across, it hinders you from hearing what's being said. You, with God, you're going to have to, sometimes your will is too loud, but your desires are too loud. That's why fasting helps us out. Now, God, sometimes he needs a loud voice, somebody that can get their point across. But before they go and get their point across, they need to get his point inside. And that's what prayer and fasting will do. That's relationship. Prayer and fasting is relationship. You learn the Lord. You learn his ways and his wisdom. You have to be a listener. You have to hear him out. And then you can get your point across. But sometimes you have to listen to others, because the Holy Spirit is not just in you, he's in other Christians. And they can say something that will make the difference and shape your whole life. And sometimes their words are wasted because people overtalk people without listening. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.